The new drivers were good to the dogs, though, and always fed them first before making their own dinner. They checked the dogs' paws and tried to help them as much as they could. Not all the dogs lived. When they arrived in Skagway again, 30 days later, Dave was dead, and the other dogs were thin and exhausted. There were more sacks of mail to deliver, but the dogs were too weak to do the trail again. The drivers decided to sell them. Two men called Hal and Charles bought the team of dogs. Buck saw them give the Scottish man money and knew that these were his new masters. The two men were from the States. Charles was about 40 with a moustache. Hal was about 20 and wore a belt with a gun and a big knife. When Buck and his team arrived at Hal and Charles's camp, Buck saw that everything was really untidy and dirty. Did these new owners know anything about camping? Did Hal and Charles know anything about the cold? Did they know anything about dogs? Did they know anything about sleds and camping in the snow? Buck didn't think so. Hal and Charles didn't even know how to put up a tent. Uh-oh, he thought. These guys can't even look after themselves. How are they going to look after us? There was also a woman at the camp called Mercedes. She was Charles's wife and Hal's sister, and as inexperienced as the men. All we need is the pet cat, and the happy family will be complete, thought Buck. Hal and Charles started to throw their things onto the sled.